Seashelt Council adopted the rezoning of Lot 5 Tower Road, Silver Valley Homes, and endorsed water conservation measures, to be built into the development permit stage at its December 6 meeting. The development proposes 36 units of a mix of single-family homes, duplexes and townhomes with variation from studios to three-bedroom units. Recognizing that committing to new developments means committing the coast's increasingly scarce water reserves, the conservation measures will be added to the development permit conditions, and would be secured by a covenant when the development permit is approved, Ian Hall, development planning manager, explained. Water conservation measures included in the report include a rainwater harvesting system with a 2,650-liter tank, restricting outdoor landscaping to non-potable water use, drip irrigation emitters or hand watering only, indigenous and or drought-tolerant plants, irrigated lawns will not be permitted. The rezoning has changed the property from RU1, Rural 1, to R3, Small Lot Residential, R4, Urban Infill Residential, RM1, Residential Multiple 1, and PA1, Park Conservation. It also increased the minimum lot area for new subdivisions in the R4 zoned parcel to 550 square meters. The development passed its second reading on July 19 and third reading on October 4. Water conservation. Councillors commented that they were glad to see water conservation measures included in a plan, as new developments commit the district to supplying a large quantity of water. This is one of the first times that I've seen a full array of water conservation measures attached to a development, said Count Adam Shepherd. I'm really happy to see it. Water conservation is something that's within our control, versus water supply, which is the overriding issue right now, he said, calling it a terrific decision. Count Alton Toth raised the point that if there was a long delay, using 10 years for an example, between endorsement and the development breaking ground, some of the focus of the resolutions may get lost. Road conditions. Count Darren Inkster asked about improvements to Tower Road, saying that the road is undeveloped, thin and dark at night. Hall responded that there are currently no improvements set in place, but added that any development is responsible for their road frontage and that the district is looking closely at the surrounding infrastructure for the best way to improve the road. Hall added that there is an active subdivision application on one of the neighboring properties that will also be required to improve its section of Tower Road and that these road improvements will be a big part of the works and services piece moving forward. The motion to adopt the zoning bylaw amendment and to endorse the water conservation measures was passed with Count Diane McLaughlin opposed. Sewer extension in Seashelt Inlet. At the same meeting, Council voted to extend the active sewer service area, incorporating industrial properties that were physically connected but not being serviced. In early November, Council received a request to add 5980 Seashelt Inlet Road and 5512 Seashelt Inlet Crescent to the sewer service area. It was determined that while these properties have been paying user fees, they have not been charged parcel taxes. The motion passed three readings in Council's regular meeting on November 15. Mayor John Henderson asked if the owners of these properties will need to pay development cost charges, DCCs. Staff responded that once the subdivision is complete, DCCs will be applicable and that adopting this bylaw is a step in the direction of completing the division. The motion to adopt the zoning bylaw amendment to add the two properties to the active sewer service area passed with Count McLaughlin opposed. Jordan Kopp is the Coast Reporter's Civic and Indigenous Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.